where the Shadow Master stood waiting. Twice the wind threatened it with disaster. The carpet's master howled again and descended 50 feet to a larger and safer landing area atop Overlook's massive wall. The Shadow Master cursed the weather. This winter gloom was almost as bad as night. Here, there, shadows came to life in unpredictable corners. All his labor and genius could not take away every cranny where they might lurk. In his ideal world, he would halt the sun itself directly above the fortress, where it could sear the heart out of the night and slay the terrors that lurked within. Long Shadow did not go down to meet his henchman, the Howler. He would make the deformed little cripple come to him. In conversation, he could pretend that they were equals, but that was not true. A day would come when the Howler would have to be disposed of altogether. But that time was a long way off yet. Those damnable nuisances from the Black Company had to be buried first. Taglios had to be chastised with fire and shadow. Its priests and princes had to be expunged. Senjak had to be taken and milked of her every dark secret. Then she had to be destroyed, utterly, and for all time. Her mad flighty sister Soulcatcher had to be hunted down, murdered, and her flesh thrown to wild dogs. Long Shadow giggled. Much of that he had said aloud. When he was alone, he did not mind verbalizing his thoughts. His list of people to be rid of grew almost daily. Here were two more now. The first two faces to rise from the stairwell were those of the Strangler Narayan Singh and the child, his deceivers called the Daughter of Night. Long Shadow met her eyes only for a moment. He turned to look out over the devastation north of Overlook. A few fires still burned in the ruins. The child was barely 4, but her eyes were windows to the very heart of darkness. It seemed almost as if her monster goddess Kina sat behind those hollow pupils. She was almost as frightening as those living wisps of darkness that, because he could command them, gave him the title Shadow Master. She was a child only in flesh. The thing inside was ages older and darker than the dirty, skinny little man who served as her guardian. Narayan Singh had nothing to say. He stood at the edge of the parapet and shuddered in the chill wind. The child joined him. She did not speak either, but she showed no interest in the ruined city. Her attention was on him. For a half a heartbeat, Long Shadow feared she could read his mind. He stirred his long, bony frame toward the stairwell, concerned that Howler was leaving him alone too long with these bizarre creatures. He was startled to find the Nard General Mogaba, his leading commander, coming up the steps behind the little sorcerer, engaged in a vigorous conversation in an unfamiliar tongue. "Wow?" The Howler was floating in the air, as he often did even when not piloting his carpet. He spun himself around. "The story is the same from here to the plain of Charandaprash, and east and west as well. The quake spared no one, though the damage becomes smaller the farther north one travels." Long Shadow turned instantly,